Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio, and I've been looking forward to this interview for some time. This is the Chief Executive Officer of the Des Moines Waterworks. His name is Bill Stowe. If you've heard that name bantered about here in the state of Iowa, you are perhaps paying attention to what's been going on. Bill, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you back.
Michael, you're welcome. It's great to be here.
You know, every time, you've always said yes when I ask, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
You know, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We try to stay to business. However, the recent dust-up, and it's much more than a dust-up, the recent situation that's been brewing here in Iowa and in Des Moines is having an effect and will have a long-term effect on business here in not only central Iowa but all across the region. Let's break this down so the people that may not have been paying attention can pay attention. There was a lawsuit filed by the Des Moines Waterworks against three entities in northwest Iowa. All water conservation districts, is that correct?
All drainage districts. So they're actually draining farm fields.
And that went through the legal process, and recently the Supreme Court said, we're not going to hear this case.
Right. That's correct.
And then it was a district court.
Federal district court.
Federal district court.
Essentially said the same thing.
Yes. Threw it out because they did. There's a lot of us trying to figure out how that happens and why, for one thing. The other thing is, were there alternatives to a lawsuit, or is this – where are we at?
Yeah, great questions all the way around. First of all, on the issue of, you know, why did it get thrown out? A little bit of a challenge to put myself in the position of folks who I disagree with strongly. They're more than so-called judges. They are – the system of democracy has all of us as losers, and certainly we were a loser in this circumstance. Basically, the argument that both the Iowa Supreme Court bought into as well as the federal district court in Sioux City is that we were raising an argument that really should be addressed by the legislature, not by the courts. And we disagree with that, but we respectfully disagree with that and recognize that we have a minority position in a democracy. It leaves us with no good alternatives or few good alternatives in the law, but we believe that the science and public policy in this state will bring us towards better protecting our surface water, our rivers, streams, and lakes in Iowa that are heavily influenced by agricultural drainage systems. There certainly can be influenced also by those of us who live in suburbs and urban areas doing things with fertilizer. But the watersheds are so big and industrial farming is such a profound influence in our watersheds that it's almost all agricultural pollution that creates water problems.
Well, we can really get into that, but let's talk about the dollars and cents. And for a long time, from what I understand, the scrubbers that you employ to take the nitrates out of the water that goes to drinking water here in central Iowa, it costs upwards to $7,000 to $8,000 a day to run.
That's right. Those are operating costs, Michael. And, you know, business folks understand the difference between capital costs and operating costs. Capital costs are how much does it cost you to drive your car to fill up the gas tank. The capital cost is how much did your car cost.
Right.
$7,000 a day or so is a pretty good estimate when we run them. The actual replacement costs on those facilities is closer to $80 million. So
and
a big issue for us.
And in your experience, your time there, have you seen this effort have to be increased? Longer time periods that you've been scrubbing the water to get the nitrates out?
You know, we have the world's largest nitrate removal facility here in Des Moines. We have a lot of data, and certainly the trend line on nitrates is bad. Nitrate concentrations in the Raccoon and Des Moines River are both bad. Our fear, Michael, is that we're reaching a point where we have to replace now aging equipment, not only because it's aging, but because it's undersized for the amount of nitrate that we're seeing in the water. So it's a situation that we believe is getting worse. And it's a public health issue. We're getting more and more information on nitrate in drinking water risks. The kind of traditional view is that the risk group are the very young, but there's increasing information, peer-reviewed science, that says it affects all of us.
Well, with respect to that, now, Des Moines has the largest in the world as far as scrubbing nitrates out of the water. So the question then begs, okay, what about people upstream from Des Moines or downstream from Des Moines?
Great question. Without getting too sciencey and away from the business theme, the geohydraulics in Des Moines, Iowa are pretty unusual. We're at the confluence of the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers. Upstream from us, there's a lot of drainage. The drainage districts, the under-tiling systems beneath farm fields is really pretty unique. As you get away from the Des Moines and Raccoon River valleys and go closer to the Mississippi River or the Missouri River, or even in Iowa, there aren't the same kinds of piping systems. So we're pretty unique here. Certainly, you know, the larger issue you're asking about agricultural pollution in rivers, the Gulf hypoxia, that's the ultimate phenomenon of the Mississippi River draining into the Gulf and killing things into the Gulf, is very real. But we're pretty unique and uniquely bad in how the science, particularly the science of hydrology, affects us in Des Moines versus about anybody else in the Mississippi River Valley, except at the confluence with the Gulf itself.
With us in studio is Bill Stowe. He's the CEO of the Des Moines Water Works. We're talking about water, Des Moines, and in Iowa. I had a broadcaster from Fort Dodge. His name is Mike Devine.
And I know Michael.
Do you know Michael?
I do indeed.
Well, he indicated to me, he says, so I understand that you're having the most hated man in all of Iowa on your broadcast today.
That may be right.
And I said, well, I don't know. I think maybe I could foster a couple of other names for you. But that seems to be in conflict with what I'm hearing here in central Iowa. There was recently a survey done that said, hey, 68% of the population here says, keep your lousy mitts off of the Des Moines Waterworks. If that's accurate, where does this whole system come from? And there are, by the way, I heard today radio ads that are now being fostered here in the Des Moines metro area and perhaps elsewhere across the state that say that you're a bad manager and that say that there's all kinds of personal attacks there. And asking about the voice of the suburbs. Where is your voice? How come you're not rising up and with pitchforks and ash and coming to get Mr. Stowe at the Des Moines Waterworks? Comments on all that?
Well, there's certainly, whether we're talking about Des Moines, Iowa, or Washington, D.C., or Sacramento, California, wherever it may be, a lot of polarization in the United States, and certainly water issues, environmental issues are polarizing. You know, we view ourselves and the board that I work for, and certainly myself, we're business people. We have a business to run. Our business is providing safe, affordable, abundant drinking water to 500,000 central Iowans. If our business condition is dealt with, that is source water protection, our rivers, streams, and lakes are protected, we'll go back to doing our business, stay entirely out of controversy.
Right.
But unfortunately, the state has a horrible history of protecting its environment. Water quality issues are ones that we think raise very real public health issues in Des Moines and in our suburbs, where most of our customers, incidentally, now live. So this issue of, are we the black beast? Are we anti-rural? Are we anti-agriculture? We're for protecting source water here in Iowa. We're very much supporters of sustainable agriculture. I would love to go back to being just a regular general manager of a water utility rather than a political lightning rod. We'll return to that posture when folks respect the public health issues associated with clean water for those of us who are downstream.
When you speak about not only downstream, but when you speak about public health issues and the state of Iowa and taking care of our land and our water, and indicating that, you know, we've got not a very good record there. We continue to close beaches. We continue to close canoeing facilities, the Heritage Foundation, all the foundations that are involved in environmental work here in Iowa have been clanging this bell for a very long time. So it's not just the drinking water that we have at danger here, but it is water in our rivers and streams all across the state.
Absolutely. Recreational uses of surface water in this state are severely impacted by water quality. I went to school in Wisconsin. I've got a number of friends and associates in Minnesota. I go to other agricultural states that have a far different ethic relative to protecting their liver, rivers, lakes, and streams.
And their livers.
And their livers, too, yeah. Now, although Wisconsin doesn't protect their livers nearly as well as we do as Iowans, but there are other states that are agricultural and are able to make agriculture work with environmental protection. California, we have a whole different view here, and frankly, it is very, very dangerous, depending on the waterway. As the summer goes on, the pollutants go up to expose not only ourselves but our pets to surface water in this state. And certainly if we were in northern Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, we wouldn't even have to have that concern.
The conversation wouldn't be there. Now, recently, just as of this week, as a matter of fact, I think it was Monday or yesterday, there's new revelations out of California about lead poisoning or lead in the water there, much the same as what we've seen in Flint, Michigan, which is very close to my hometown. So when we talk about that, how does what's going on with regard to drinking water in Des Moines, how is this mirror in any way what we are seeing perhaps in parts of California or in Flint, Michigan? Is there a divergence?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's very much a divergence there. What we're seeing now in the Iowa legislature is a move under House File 484 to interfere with independent water boards, Des Moines, Urbandale, West Des Moines, and essentially take their assets and move them to the city at the state's behest. That's very similar to what happened in Flint, Michigan, where the governor there put his hands into local governance and created a whole daisy chain of events. We have as much lead service in Des Moines, Iowa, in fact, more than in Flint, Michigan. So the custodians and caretakers of a public water system are really in the public health business. We believe that the legislative action here and the city of Des Moines' attempt to take our assets really can create some significant risks for all of us as consumers, and certainly disrupts business that we think is very important to Central Iowa, whether it's Microsoft or Facebook or other folks looking at relocating to the area.
When you talk about Flint, Michigan, the lead situation, I think it's important for people to understand how it got to that point. And you're right on track where saying that that became a legislative issue, that became a political issue, that became a money-saving issue. And so they diverted chemicals, they diverted care of the water to a less expensive right. form of working with it, which then deteriorated the lead in the pipes and then caused the problems that we have. And you're indicating to me that we've got lead issues here in Des Moines, and should we go south with what we're doing now, we could see the same thing?
Absolutely. The real point is that water boards were constructed 100 years ago to be independent from local politics and local interference. We think that home rule and the basic proposition of safe drinking water should be kept out of local politics. We have an independent board, as does Urbandale and West Des Moines, and we believe that the legislature should mind their business, do other things besides getting involved in local drinking water systems. Most of our customers, whether they're suburbanites or urbanites, are very supportive of our service and very much against the state overreach into waterworks politics.
You know, what's interesting about that, Bill, is that one of the things that I think many of my friends in the GOP and the Republican Party have for years touted home rule and local control of everything. And now we're seeing that chip away with minimum wage issues and also with something that's very close to you is the waterworks.
Absolutely. And we don't think it's a partisan issue. There are a number of Republican leaders who are very supportive of our concern about an interference in the home rule proposition. Obviously, the legislature is so heavily dominated by one party right now. If they were really focused on passing legislation, they could do that. So this isn't a partisan issue. We have a number of folks in suburban Republican quarters, leadership in the House and the Senate, that are very supportive of our concern about keeping waterworks boards independent from city governments.
When we talk about other communities around Des Moines, there was floated not too very long ago that Urbandale wanted to set up their own waterworks plant in operation. However, then came the reality of a price tag with that.
Of course.
Same with West Des Moines. You know, they're right. Well, let's build our own. What does it cost to build something like this? roughly?
Well, of course, it depends on the size, but it is not unusual to use numbers in my business of, you know, $40 or $50 million for a relatively small facility. The facilities we have, like the Fluor Drive facility, would be two or three times that because of its size. But, yeah, there are economies of scales in utilities. That's why sure. utilities have a tendency to be big rather than small. And we think the economics, the good business sense of having a regional water a utility like ours that produces and distributes to other communities that have their own water boards is a great model and a model that should be continued in the future without state interference.
Just this past Monday, I was talking with Mark, who is on your board, and indicated to him that I was excited that you were going to be with us so that we could talk about this from the standpoint of a business arrangement. And he was most grateful for that, as a matter of fact. And I think people need to understand who is the board. I mean, are these highly paid individuals who are somehow working their own alchemy on a regular basis?
They, Mark Wallace and four of his peers who are on the board of trustees that hires and fires me, and I report directly to, are all volunteers. They're paid $0. Many of them have an interest and an aptitude, really, for water-related issues. And so they're a great example of volunteerism through local governments in boards and commissions, whether it's the airport board or whether it's a waterworks board or a parks commission. They're folks who are very civic-minded. They are appointed each for six-year terms, so they do it for a long time, and many of them are reappointed. But they're folks who have a business sense, a business interest, and an interest in protecting source water, that's surface water in Iowa, and making sure that we're providing a commodity that's safe, affordable, and abundant.
One of the things that we have talked about many times in the past, you know, it hasn't been that long ago that Iowa water in whole, there was talk even 20 years ago that it was not only a quality issue, it was also a quantity issue.
Right.
And that's something that's not changing as Central Iowa continues to grow. Would that be correct?
Yeah, there's no question. And I know that there's some concern about using the phrase in some quarters. Climate change is an example, a big issue for us because it has a supply and demand effect for those of us who are in the water business, obviously. But for us, it's really important that we as Iowans focus on protecting public health through clean drinking water.
It is called, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes sustainability in business. Thank you very much, Bill, for coming
by
and talking with us.
My pleasure, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Bill Stowe, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of the Des Moines Water Works, talking about what's been going on just a few blocks from this studio, as a matter of fact. And it's something that does resonate in each and every home here in the Des Moines metro. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. What were the stocks like and why? We will share that with you when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.